From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief for July 2nd. Riley, July 2nd, the morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from NTR News, US and Iran hold separate meetings in Qatar and agree to continue discussions. The United States and Iran sat down in Doha on Wednesday, each side meeting separately with mediators from Qatar and Pakistan. The Qatari host said the sessions produced positive progress and both parties agreed to keep the dialogue moving forward. These talks are part of a broader shuttle diplomacy effort that's been trying to revive the nuclear negotiations that have been on hold for years. No major breakthroughs were announced, but the tone was constructive enough that officials expect to stay in contact over the next few weeks. If the momentum holds, the next round of meetings could start shaping more concrete steps toward a longer-term arrangement. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, ECB split on next rate move as inflation sinks. European Union flags outside the European Central Bank ECB headquarters ahead of a rates decision news conference in Frankfurt, Germany, on Thursday, June 11, 2026. The European Central Bank is set to raise interest rates for the first time since 2023, judging it can no longer ignore the upswing in inflation caused by the Iran war. Photographer, Alex Krauss/Bloomberg. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, Korea chip sell-off leads equities lower. Stocks slipped today as the chip sell-off that started in the US spilled over into South Korea, pulling the broader market down. The drop was enough to shake the optimism that had built around AI-driven gains. Investors are now questioning whether the recent rally in AI-related shares ran ahead of fundamentals. The rapid price climbs in the sector have left some traders nervous, especially as chip makers feel the pressure from both supply concerns and a cooling demand outlook. In Korea, the biggest semiconductor names Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix took the biggest hits, dragging the local index lower. Their shares fell alongside the broader tech group, echoing the broader market's unease. Overall, the mood is cautious. While the AI hype isn't gone, the market is reminding everyone that a swift climb can be followed by an equally swift pullback. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, KNDS postpones IPO citing European defense volatility. Tank maker KNDS postponed its initial public offering, citing volatility in the European defense sector and saying shareholders informed the firm they want to resume the process when market conditions are better. Bloomberg's Charles Keppel reports. Source, Bloomberg. Next, fifth. From RFI English, France advances assisted dying law with strict rules and safeguards. France's National Assembly has approved a new version of a bill creating a legal right to assisted dying, bringing the country closer to a major change in end-of-life care. The legislation sets out who could qualify, how requests would be made, and the safeguards designed to prevent abuse of the law. Up next, sixth, from the Hindu Top, a terrorist is a terrorist. India calls for collective action to root out murderous ideology. Harish Parvathani, India's permanent representative to the United Nations, told the assembly this week that terrorism in any form must be condemned without exception. He said the motives behind attacks, whether political, religious, or strategic, don't change the fact that murder is unacceptable. Parvathani urged every nation to work together, sharing intelligence and resources, to dismantle the ideology that fuels such violence. He stressed that collective effort is the only way to prevent future attacks and to send a clear message that no grievance can justify killing innocent people. And then, seventh, from the Hindu Top, Monsoon Tracker Live, heavy showers flood parts of Mumbai, slow road traffic and trains. Heavy rain since early Thursday, July 2, 2026 morning led to waterlogging in prime areas such as Dadar, Peral, Hindmada, Charkup, Worli, Gurgaon, and Andheri, causing inconvenience to commuters and slowing vehicular traffic. Next, eighth, from NPR World. Russian missiles and drones kill 11 and cause damage across Ukraine capital. Ukrainian officials reported that Russian ballistic and cruise missiles, backed by drones, struck Kyiv early Tuesday, leaving 11 dead and a swath of damaged apartments, schools, and power lines. The strikes hit several districts, prompting residents to flood underground metro stations for shelter. Emergency crews moved through the rubble, clearing debris and tending to the injured, while city authorities warned that the attacks could disrupt water and electricity supplies for hours. The Ministry of Defense said the barrage was the most intense since the war began, targeting both civilian and strategic sites. People on the ground described a city shrouded in smoke, sirens echoing, and a palpable sense of shock that lingered long after the explosions faded. The damage, they added, will take months to repair, and the human toll feels like a wound that won't close quickly. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Top, Erdogan shows Europe why NATO needs Turkey's clout on defense. Turkey's defense chief just wrapped a visit to Europe, and the message was clear. Ankara's air defense systems and its strategic position keep NATO's northern flank balanced. The trip coincided with the final NATO hurdle for Sweden, which cleared the last obstacle and cemented the alliance's reach across the Baltic. Erdogan reminded European leaders that Turkey's missile shield network, its contribution to joint drills in Poland, and its role in procurement talks are bargaining chips that can't be ignored. The versatile striker was dangerous in his time on the field on Wednesday, but that time was prematurely ended with a surprising ejection the day after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship for Balogun, a player who wouldn't have even been on the pitch if not for the longstanding constitutional law pushed the United States through to the World Cup last 16. The takeaway for Europe is simple: without Turkey's clout, the alliance's defense posture would lose a crucial layer of depth. And then, 10th, from The Guardian U.S., a goal, a red and a LeBron James shout, for Balogun gets the spotlight in U.S.'s wild World Cup win. Just 2 days short of his 25th birthday, Balogun scored the opening goal in the U.S.'s 2-0 victory over Bosnia and Herzegovina, his third of the tournament. Then, about 20 minutes later, Balogun was sent off, given a straight red card for what appeared to be inadvertent contact with Bosnia and Herzegovina defender Tarik Muharmovic. It was a shocking turn of events for the Monaco forward, who was among the U.S.'s best performers on Wednesday, as he has been for the entirety of the tournament. Continue reading, that's the day.